Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host of the Daily Challenges, and today's Tuesday, the day we study the Bible together. This week we're looking at how we are made generous by what Jesus has done. With his generosity and dying on the cross and rising again, he transforms us, and those who choose to follow him are to be made generous. So we'll be looking at a story this week from the Bible where we see some generosity from Paul, one of the first Christian missionaries, and then we see that generosity being paid forward by others.
And a vision appeared to Paul in the night. A man of Macedonia was standing there, urging him and saying, "Come over to Macedonia and help us." And when Paul had seen the vision, immediately we sought to go on into Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. So, setting sail from Troas, we made a direct voyage to Samothrace, and the following day to Neapolis, and from there to Philippi, which is a leading city of the district of Macedonia, and a Roman colony. We remained in this city some days, and on the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate to the riverside, where we supposed there was a place of prayer, and we sat down, and we spoke to the women who had come together. One who heard us was a woman named Lydia from the city of Thyatira, a seller of purple goods, who was a worshipper of God. The Lord opened her heart to pay attention to what was said by Paul, and after she was baptized, and her household as well, she urged us, saying, "If you have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come to my house and stay." And she prevailed upon us.
So this story of generosity actually started with Paul. What he's doing, traveling around the Mediterranean, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ, it actually comes at great personal cost to him. He's not been able to settle anywhere. He's not married, which would have been unusual for a Jewish man of his age. He's traveling around the Mediterranean as an itinerant preacher. He doesn't even get paid for it. He made a point of working on the side as well. He was called a tent maker. He worked with canvas to make tents and things like that. So he, even had to raise his own funds. He wasn't even getting paid to travel around and speak. So he was sacrificing a lot to do what he was doing. This was a sign of some real generosity because he probably wasn't doing this for himself. He may have become a household name, but it wasn't always for good reasons. He got run out of a lot of towns, attacked, thrown in jail multiple times. It wasn't exactly a life of self-promotion here. So everything he was doing and sacrificing was for others. It was out of generosity and care. Now the sacrifices he made also kept him agile. He was able to move quickly from town to town, cover an incredible amount of ground. He was able to travel more than many people in his day and age would have ever been able to do because he had sacrificed so much for the good news about Jesus, the gospel. We can see it in this story because God tells him to go somewhere and the Bible simply says that he went immediately. That immediately word is important there. It's letting us know that there was no hesitation, there was no question. When God gave him a message to go somewhere, he just went, moved on to a new town, and he had a bit of a routine set up. He would go find a synagogue, find a gathering of Jewish men learning, and he would start there because those were his people. Now, a synagogue could form in any town where there were 10 Jewish men who could gather together and form a synagogue. So it wasn't an uncommon thing during the Roman Empire when people did have some ease of movement because of Roman roads and the peace, the relative peace, at least within the borders that the Roman Empire had brought. So it wasn't surprising to find Jews all over the place and to find 10 Jews who could form a synagogue. But it seems like this town in particular, where Paul met Lydia, didn't have enough Jewish men to form a synagogue because there wasn't one that he could go find. He couldn't do his usual routine when he arrived in a new town. So what he did is he sought out the Jewish women who he'd heard would gather at a place of prayer down by the water outside the city. So he wandered on down there and he found some Jewish women, including Lydia. This was a sign of generosity as well because he was in a society with some strict gender roles and here he was going going down to meet with and speak to some women. Now, there are people who claim that Paul was somehow misogynistic or anti-women, and here's a story where we see clearly not. He takes the time to go and meet these women. He treats them with respect and dignity. He wants to share with them the same good news about Jesus he would normally have shared at the synagogue. He clearly sees this message about Jesus as something for everyone, male or female. It's actually what he said later in one of his letters, male or female, Jew or Greek, and so on. This message was for everyone. Now, before we look at how Paul's generosity got passed on to Lydia, I want to pause here and ask you a question that I hope you'll share and discuss with some others in your life. Here's the question. Who else in this story comes across as generous? What signs do you see of that? Have a great discussion. I'll see you tomorrow.